This is Divorce Happy Hour, a show about divorce and issues people face going through divorce. Your co-hosts are Christina Previtt and John Knocklinger. For more information about the show and to connect with us, head over to divorcehappyhour.com. And now, on to today's show. Hi, and welcome to Divorce Happy Hour. My name is John Knocklinger. I'm the co-owner of NetSquire, a New Jersey law firm devoted to helping people get divorced without fighting, and certainly without using the court system. So today we're going to talk about the intersection between attorneys and clients, and who makes decisions in your divorce. Even though most of what I do is mediation at this point, for NetSquire, I still do a little bit of litigation. And what litigation is where you're in the court system and you've got attorney for one party fighting against attorney for the other party and sending letters and sending requests for things and doing all these things that really cause divorce to become expensive and to take a long time. So today we're going to talk a little bit about, regardless of whether you're in a mediation context or you're in any other kind of context, we're going to talk about, you know, how this intersection works between attorneys and the clients. So obviously you go to an attorney for advice, right? You go to an attorney so they can tell you, here's what you might be entitled to, or here's how the case should go, or this is what I think we should ask for. You go for advice, right? I mean, that's the point of getting an attorney, is to get advice. That is the purpose of having an attorney. But not all attorneys recognize that their job is to provide advice, not to make a decision for their clients. And part of the problem that we see is that attorneys don't always give clients all of the options they have. Sometimes they'll give their clients the option they want the client to choose. So really, the client is choosing from a finite set of choices when maybe there was more choices out there. You know, for example, as anyone who listens to this podcast knows, we believe that every case can start with mediation. It can start without going to court. It can start without all the back and forth between attorneys. It can start with mediation, because a lot of the issues most of you have in divorce are not that difficult, right? I mean, you own a house, you have some retirement accounts, you have a kid that you need to figure out what the schedule is going to be. None of those things are particularly difficult from a legal perspective or from a practical perspective. They're just not difficult things to resolve. So whenever you go into an attorney's office and you say, you know, here's my life. You know, the attorney, first of all, should not be sugarcoating things. They shouldn't be telling you what you want to hear. You know, they shouldn't be telling you, oh, yes, you're going to get everything you want. That's what it's going to be. I mean, that's not helpful for you, and it's not helpful for anyone. But more than that, you really need to be looking to an attorney as a problem solver, somebody that's going to help you solve a problem. If you're getting divorced, what's the problem? Getting divorced. That's what you're looking for, is someone who can help you get divorced. And in doing that, they're going to have to help you divide the money. They're going to have to help you come up with a parenting schedule. They're there as a problem solver, not as somebody that you're sending out to war. Now, some of you may say, oh, but I want a shark. I want someone that can beat the crap out of my ex-spouse. It's not going to help you. It's not. Now, I know some of you really want that because you're emotionally at a place where you want to punish your soon-to-be ex-spouse. But guys, it's never going to be the answer. So if you are one of those people, and regardless of what I tell you here today, or regardless of what you hear from other people, you want to engage in that vicious back and forth, the gladiator, you know, old Rome going in the Colosseum, fighting to the death, there's always an attorney out there for you. There's always going to be an attorney that's, you know, willing to take all of your money and to do whatever you want them to do. I'm just suggesting that's never the right answer. But going back to what the purpose of today's conversation is about, is that whenever you go in and you speak with an attorney, you really should be focused on the strategy. You know, not how the sausage is made, not what's going to happen in court or what's going to happen or what that. It's what is the strategy? What is it we're trying to accomplish? And if your attorney is not laying out a strategy, I submit that maybe not a good fit for you. A strategy should really be, here's what we're going to do first. Here's what we're going to do second. Here's what we're going to do third. And in coming up with those steps, the attorney has told you in step one, here are the 10 different ways we can do this, or the 5 different ways we can do this. And here are the pros and cons of each of those ways. What do you want to do? Because at the end of the day, it's your decision as the client, not the attorney's decision on how you proceed. You as a client can listen to your attorney tell you, I don't recommend that you do this. You can still say, I don't care if you don't recommend that I do that. I still want to do it, because it's your decision, not the attorney's decision on how you proceed. And I think that's lost on both clients and attorneys, that they forget that the client is in the driver's seat. All the attorney's doing is providing, it's kind of like Google Maps, right? You plug in 2 addresses in Google Maps and it'll give you 3 different routes to get there. You still get from point A to point B, but there's 3 different routes. The attorney should be Google Maps. It should be saying, here are the different ways we can get to the finish line. You decide which of them you like. One might cost more. One might be quicker. One might be more fuel efficient. Whatever the case is, you make the decision as a client. The attorney doesn't make the decision on how you're going to proceed. And so what I see a lot is that attorneys will engage in traditional litigation. And what I mean by that is they'll send out standardized things that happen in most cases without really talking to the client about, does the client really want that to happen? A great example is discovery. For those of you that don't know what discovery is the fancy word for an exchange of information. That's where you send out a document that says, give me all these documents, or you send out another thing called an interrogatory, which is answer all these questions. Very rarely do we need all that information, right? I mean, do you really need 7 years of a joint bank statement when you're on the bank statement? No, you don't. But a lot of attorneys feel like they have to do it. For whatever reason, they'll tell you it's because I'm afraid that I'm going to be sued by my client, or they'll tell you that, you know, this is just what I have to do it now or I can't do it later, without talking to their clients about, do they even want this done? And so what I'm talking about is that whenever you start down in a divorce, you need to be clear with the strategy for your attorney. You need to ask probing questions. You need to say, why? Why do we need to do that? Why do we need to send out these documents? Why do we need to file in the courthouse right this second? You are in the driver's seat, not your attorney. And it's important that you remind your attorney of that all the time. So if you see things happening in your case that you didn't authorize, you knew nothing about, you're just getting something by email saying, oh, this was just filed, or this was just sent to the adversary, you have to ask questions like, why are you doing this? This wasn't something we discussed. And if your attorney just tells you really nebulous things like, well, I had to do it to protect you, or, you know, it's important. If we didn't do it now, we couldn't do it later. Those should not be, you know, real answers, because you really need the answer of why. Why are you doing it? Because if you don't get the answer of why you're doing it, then you are no longer in the driver's seat. You are just letting your attorney drive the car. It's like having one of those autopilot cars, and you're just sitting in the back seat and it's just guiding you. Don't ever do that, because what's going to happen is you're going to get the bills. Okay. And the bills are going to be big, big, big. And you're going to see all this activity on the bill. And what are you going to say? I didn't know any of this was going on. I didn't know anything about this. You got to make it clear to your attorney that you need to approve things, that whatever the strategy is, you need to approve it. And you can only decide whether or not to approve a strategy if you're given all the options. So, you know, as a client, anyone listening to this that's thinking about divorce or going through a divorce, you have to remember that you are in charge. Your attorney is not in charge. I know it seems like you hire somebody and they've got this sort of aura about them, and they're an attorney and they know what they're doing. And yes, attorneys are excellent. I'm an attorney. I'm not going to bash myself. Attorneys are excellent, but sometimes attorneys forget who's in charge. It's the client. They're the ones that make the decision, not the attorney. So whenever you start down a divorce path, what I want you to think about is that you don't need to go in and find out, how much alimony am I going to be paying? How much child support am I going to be receiving? You know, none of that is terribly important at the beginning. At the beginning, what you really want is a strategy. How are we going to accomplish this? If you tell your attorney, I really don't want to spend a lot of money. I really want to keep this amicable. I don't want to fight. I don't want to go to court. I don't want to do any of those things. Then you need to make sure an attorney tells you, here's the strategy to make that happen. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If you ever have an attorney that tells you there is no other option but to file something in the court right off the bat, walk out of their office, because there's always another option. There's other things we can do as lawyers that can legally end a marriage without having to file something with the court. Once you're in the court system, you're in the system. It's like you're in the system and you can't do anything about it. Once you're in the system, you're sort of stuck there. You're stuck with whatever the court wants you to do. You're no longer in full control of your case. So really, you know, when you look at attorneys and you look at clients, I just want all you clients out there to remember that you're in charge of your case. And why are you in charge of your case? Because it's your life. It is your life. It's not the attorney's life. All the attorney gets out of representing you is maybe they'll feel good about helping you, but the only thing tangible they get is your money. They get your money, which they then use for their own purposes. And again, that's what attorneys are there to do. They're paid to give advice. Absolutely. Attorneys give great advice. But you have to be standing your ground to tell your attorney, I understand this is an option, but I don't want to do it. Don't ever feel like an attorney can browbeat you into doing what they want to do. Because if you allow that to happen, you cannot complain later on about your bill. You can't complain later on about how long this divorce is taking. You lose the ability to complain if you're a passive participant in your divorce. Be an active participant. Ask a lot of questions. Your attorney should tell you all the options. You know, if they tell you there's only one option, I hate to break it to you, that's almost 9 times out of 10, just not true. There's always various options about how a divorce would proceed. So of course, as you guys know, we are big proponents of mediation and the fact that you can do your entire case, not only for a flat fee, but you can do your entire case before you even think about filing anything with the court. You know, the way that we do things is you do your mediation, you get a settlement agreement that you sign, and then only then do you file something with the court. There's nothing wrong with that. So don't let anyone convince you that there's always got to be one way that you proceed. There's always got to be this one solution that, you know, you file something with the court, you file all these documents, and then poof, you get divorced. It's never going to happen like that. You need to be very clear on strategy. And if you and your spouse are sort of on the same page, you know, you guys are talking, you already know what you're going to do with the house. Maybe you already know what you're going to do with the kids. Like, you kind of already have some ideas. You may not even need mediation. Maybe all you need is an attorney to put your thoughts, your agreements into something formal that you and your spouse can sign. And there's nothing wrong with that. That is something we do all the time too. We have a flat fee for that. There's nothing wrong with you and your spouse agreeing that you're going to limit your divorce. There's nothing wrong with somebody who makes less money saying, I don't want alimony. There's nothing wrong with someone who has a smaller retirement account saying, I don't want any of your retirement account, because you're in charge. Your attorney is not in charge. All your attorney is there to do is give you advice so that you can make the decision of how you want to proceed. If you let your attorney make the decisions for you and send letters to the other attorney without you reading them first, or sending out documents for requests for information that you already have that you don't need, you need to question your attorney, because in all likelihood, unnecessary work is being done that is going to increase your legal fees, take money out of your family, and it's going to inflame the situation. Because I use discovery back and forth because I see it all the time that requests for discovery go out. I got one today that is a 3-year marriage, and they're requesting 5 years of bank statements. I mean, anyone who's listening to this, if you're not, even if you're not an attorney, knows how absurd and ridiculous that is. And that's what happens routinely in these cases, is that the attorneys are just doing it like a robot. It's like a robot. They're just sending out things like a robot. But you need to be clear on a couple things. One is, make sure everything that goes out of the office that your attorney produces, you approve of it in advance. So if it's a letter going out, tell your attorney, I want to review the letters before you send them out, period. And if they're not going to let you read letters before they send them out, or they send out letters without consulting with you, again, if your attorney's not willing to adhere to the fact that you're in the driver's seat, you're in charge, maybe you need to think about a different attorney. This, you know, divorce is not rocket science. We say this all the time on this podcast. It's not rocket science. It is something that has a finite amount of solutions to every divorce. And most of those, you know, if you just talk to any attorney and they're being honest, they're going to tell you, here are the range of outcomes that, you know, you could expect. But at the end of the day, it's what you want in your life. What's important for you? What is it that you need to move forward? And quite frankly, most attorneys don't think to ask those questions to their clients. They don't think to ask, like, what do you want? What is the outcome that you need? What are the two or three most important things to you? What are you willing to compromise on? Because those are the things that really guide how a divorce is supposed to resolve. Not process, not doing things the way everyone else does them. It's what is important for you. And if you do not take this message to heart and you do not control your own divorce, you have no one to blame but yourself. And that's another thing that we're really big on here, is personal responsibility. And that's why we educate all of you about how the process works and what you need to look out for. So later on, you can't be in a situation where you're like, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know anything about this. Because most attorneys aren't going to tell you. That's what we're here for. We're here to help everyone understand the divorce process and how you can get divorced without fighting. If you want any more information about NetSquire and the services that we provide, you know, head over to gethappydivorce.com. You'll find all kinds of information, including about these packages that I've already talked to you about. And, you know, if you have any questions, you can, you know, call and speak to us and learn about the services that we provide. But just don't let yourself be drawn into the, I have to do it this way because my attorney told me I have to do it this way. Make sure if you're going down that road and that's the road you're going down, that they showed you, like Google Maps, remember, they showed you all those different routes and you selected the route that you want to go. If you do not engage in that conversation, you got no one to blame but yourself. All right, everyone have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Friday right here for Divorce Happy Hour.
Thank you for listening. For more information, check out divorcehappyhour.com, and please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. See you next time.